What's up, Yuma? Welcome back to What's Up, Yuma Radio. We are here now with Carlo. I'm joking. I tease because I was saying that when he walked in, he's like, I'm going to be boring after
that. Yeah, he's all sorry, guys.
Very, very boring.
After
I got to apologize to all the listeners.
Yeah, apologize for it.
I'm sure I'm going to be very boring compared to the first one.
We're going to be enthralled with leather work
It's going to be
I'm interested. I want to know how it works.
And so you're from Made West. That's how I know it, because from Instagram, but there's a whole title to it, Made West. Supply
and service. Yeah, I just branched out, so it's not just singular thinking of leather, you know.
Okay.
I started doing a little bit of like repair work for people, you know, on some things, bags, stuff like that they would bring in. And then also not just dealing with just leather, with other fabrics and stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay. So as always on the show, we like to get to know our guests a little bit. And so off air, we found out you're originally from Yuma. You grew up right here.
Yeah. I was born in Yuma. Raised mostly in Yuma, kind of moved around a little bit.
Oh, like, you moved around? Where'd you go?
Yeah. Well, my dad worked for immigration, so once he started that job, we kind of lived in Texas, Georgia. Before that, I lived in California for a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then finally came back to Yuma in the early 90s.
Okay.
Or, no, sorry, like 80s. Late 80s, early 90s, something like that.
Oh, gotcha.
Like, go to high school here?
Yeah, and then I went to, like, junior high and high school all here. I went to Crane and Fourth Avenue.
Okay.
And then I went to all four Yuma High School.
Oh, okay. Wow. All 4 years, so Yuma High School. You graduated as a criminal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love saying that. Yeah. You graduated as a criminal.
That's a thing. That's what people don't understand it when you say it, like, unless you know what Yuma
is. I'm so used to it. People are not from here are like, what?
There's a major pride to it, man. You know what I mean? Locally.
Absolutely.
My mom all the way.
It's just high school, you know?
My mom goes to like all the reunions. And, yeah. She's got all the memorabilia. She loves being a criminal.
No, yeah, it's a big thing. You know, I think it's like one of the top five most unique mascots.
I love it.
Or something.
Yeah, anytime they do a special on mascots on any like sports thing or what channel or just like USA Today, it always comes up as like a big deal.
Yeah.
Because, people are like,
it's funny.
Because you're getting out of school and like, he's a criminal.
Right. He went to school to be a criminal.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, like you said, you went to school here. And I think I originally met you. I think Doobie was doing art at your place, or is that what it was?
Probably, yeah.
Okay, yeah, you were over there, kind of by, but what is it now, Roxy or something?
We all know what Roxy is.
Yeah, that part of town. Yeah.
So were you there? So it was. Were you an artist as well?
Yeah. I got my first exposure to graffiti art, if that's what you want to call it, probably. Yeah. 91, 92, you know, this is well before I met him. It was kind of related to that.
Gotcha. So here you said 98, 91, 92, that were around that area in time. What about street art, graffiti art, whatever you want to call it, kind of interested you?
I think just the creative outlet, you know, seeing it in magazines and going out of town, seeing it on the walls and stuff like that. It was just I just found it intriguing.
So I've never been a part of that street art, graffiti art. Is this like, you're just doing this, like not, is this illegal? You know what I'm saying?
But
some people are paid to do
not
something
me,
like that.
Mom, promise.
It's way in the past.
For most.
So you're just kind of like doing it real quick, like trying not to get caught?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
But what was the exposure to it? How'd you get exposure? Like with me, it was hip hop, right? Like I was a rapper, I was a hip hop artist.
Yeah, same thing for me.
For that same thing,
I have a love for music, so hip hop being one of them, and I think that was part of the exposure. Gotcha. And then again, like I said, just going traveling and seeing it on the walls, seeing it on the freeways, stuff like that.
Yeah, because some of it is beautiful.
You would see it like on the trains, and
The train stuff came later, but
You'd see it on the walls. You see it now. Did you go home and like try to start doing it and like sketch things out?
Yeah, like doing in notebooks and stuff. And like
notebooks,
that.
Okay,
good. Yeah. Not the house walls.
No,
you don't start at the house walls, right?
You never know.
No, you don't want to.
No, you don't start there.
You don't want to get grounded.
Yeah. No, you start in a sketchbook, right? Did you see like, okay, I kind of have a knack for this. I'm pretty good.
No, I never thought that. It was just expression, just an outlet.
Just an outlet.
So,
okay.
Gotcha. You know what I mean? I never considered myself any good. You know what I mean? But
Never.
No.
I'd like to see it.
I mean, maybe someone might think so, but I never.
Okay.
I never thought so. You know what I mean? I don't know. Just very critical of myself. So.
You're self-critical, but you're at least doing it to kind of, like you said, some expression.
Most of it was just for the release too. You know what I mean? A big part of it is the notoriety. You know what I mean? Okay. You're trying to get your name out there, and you want everybody to know who you are. Mm-hmm. For me, it was just the artistic and release of that.
Okay. Yeah. So the can you say what name you wrote? Like, are you allowed to do that
I've had a bunch.
You've had a name? Like, what was the one that you tried to really get out there? The statues of limitations, I think, are gone. They're not going to come
for you.
After
this.
I got in trouble one time at school, and I wrote Clue at the time.
Clue?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I got in trouble with that one. So that was probably like the most, the one I stuck with for the longest.
The longest? You know? Okay.
But again, for me, it was never like the notoriety, like wanting to get my name out. It was just the action, the rush of doing it, and that's about
the thrill.
It was, yeah, exactly.
Awesome.
Yeah, I had actually gotten in trouble at school for it as well. Like, I saw something. I was freshman year. I saw something on the door walking in, so I tried to copy it, just like, let's see if I was any good. So I'm just doing that when I'm supposed to be doing my English final, and I'm like, I didn't like school at all, so I'm just doing that. And he's like, you're supposed to be doing your final. And I'm like, oh, what? He's like, what are you doing? And then he saw it and he recognized it from out there. So he thought, I'm the one that did it. So then here comes the security guards and everything. And I get in trouble and I'm in the principal's office. I get expelled the last week of school because they thought I did it. But I was just like, oh, I want to be like as good as them or something like that. So that's part of the part of the culture when you're doing it. But so so art, a little bit expressive. That's a part of your past. That's why I'm trying to bring that up.
Yeah.
You're doing that. And when did you meet Doobie?
Probably maybe like my freshman or sophomore year. Mm.
Did he go to Yuma High School?
Yeah, he went to Yuma High School too, yeah.
Yeah,
he was a grade above me.
And I bring up Doobie just because if you're in that art world, if you're in that part, you know Doobie. He's one of the biggest names in Yuma. And he's always wrote that, D-U-B-E. Have you seen that around?
No.
You've never seen that?
I'm going to have to look it up.
Oh, okay. So he was doing, like, I think it was his grandma's wall, right?
Yeah, over there by Sanguinetti or something. Yeah.
He got to have a release and do that. But so art, you were doing that. Then was it also, like, at that time you wanted to do something more with your hands? Is that where you got into the leather work?
No, honestly, I think what, like, the exposure to art and the music and stuff like that initially grew an affinity for streetwear.
Okay.
If you guys know where streetwear is,
okay.
Right?
So you're talking about like tribal and echo
tribal,
and
con art. Nine to Life, you know, and then the surf companies and some of the skate companies, stuff like that. I was drawn to like just the graphics and the stuff on t-shirts.
Okay.
Right? So, and then but I never felt like a big enough tie to anything. Any one of those to be able to build like a brand off that, I felt. So that's one part of the leather work. The other part was I kind of attributed big time mostly to my wife. She, when we first were married, before kids, she got really into like seamstress, like sewing.
Okay.
You know what I mean? She started making bags and making like, she made like all our kids like bibs. And like car seat cover things, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like she was making all those herself by hand.
We should have had her on as well because she likes the spooky stuff.
You know what? I asked her, she said no.
She said no?
No, she said no.
Oh, okay.
My wife's a very reserved, a massive introvert, so she was like,
She used to be a bartender though. Like, then she was very like talkative and stuff like that, but now she's like,
She's like, no. Okay. So she was doing that, and then we got pregnant with twins.
What?
And so I thought
Mortician had twins.
Yeah.
What
her,
the
she
heck?
Was saying that. Yeah. So she was doing that, and I was like, well, I kind of would mind doing something too. You know what I mean? I knew the twins were going to take a lot of our time, a lot of downtime raising twins, just being at home.
Oh yeah.
And I thought, what can I do to kind of occupy my time a little bit? You know. And then I saw people doing like leather work on social media, Instagram, and stuff like that. And so I thought it was interesting. I was like, you know, I'll give it a try. You know, I wanted to do something that was like, had low
like cost.
Startup costs.
Okay,
you know?
Exactly.
You know, like And since the leatherwork that I do, it's everything's done by hand. Okay. I wasn't worried about buying like sewing machines.
Like or you didn't need big machinery.
Yeah,
and
nothing.
Like
all
industrial.
Really was,
yeah.
Some leather and needles and thread. And really, that's
wow.
it. Honestly, you know what I mean? For the most part, anyways.
Yeah, because there's definitely probably like a science to it. You have to treat the leather a certain way or like things like that.
Not really. No,
really?
It usually comes
it's just
like
that
yeah.
simple?
Most of the stuff that I get from like tanneries, it's already all
wow.
oiled up. It's already prepared.
Okay.
Just like any other like a brand would buy it to make their
okay.
belts or anything like
gotcha.
That. So the stuff's already prepped. So it was multifaceted. Like I said, partly. My affinity to
for
streetwear
like
and
to have
wanting
like
to start like a brand.
Starting a brand. Like you
yeah.
saw that. You was like,
yes.
oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like maybe I
always wanted to have like a brand where I made like my own t-shirts and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that, right? But like again, I said I couldn't really tie it to anything. I felt comfortable tying it to something, you
mm-hmm.
know,
mm-hmm.
That I had like a big enough stake in. And then with my wife doing her thing, and I thought, well, I can make a maybe t-shirt brand off my leatherwork, you know,
yeah.
gotcha.
start a company and then just
so do the leather
like
work and then it can branch into something
yes.
because you have some goods behind it.
Yes.
Exactly.
Gotcha. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to go into a little bit more like what you make in your shop. I've been to your shop and we're going to talk about that right after this. You're listening to What's Up Yuma Radio right here on 94.7 KOFA Border Radio.
What's Up Yuma is sponsored by Yuma and Imperial Valley Wealth Management, offering listeners a one-on-one, no-obligation consultation to review their current financial affairs and provide strategies for meeting future goals. More at YIVWM.com. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Hi, it's Maria. Maria Hinojosa from Latino USA. You have so much information at your fingertips. Don't you sometimes feel overwhelmed by it all? Here at Latino USA, we know that your time is valuable, which is why our team prides itself on producing original stories that you won't hear anywhere else. Check us out and share us with your friends and family. Thanks for listening.
Latino USA airs on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. on KOFA Border Radio 94.7 FM.
The weather forecast for this Halloween is sunny in Yuma with a high near 90, mostly clear tonight with a low around 62. Sunny in Kingman with a high near 80. Clear tonight with a low around 53 and an east-southeast wind around 6 miles per hour. Sunny in Prescott with a high near 76 and gusts as high as 15 miles per hour. Clear tonight with a low around 40 and a southwest wind around 7 miles per hour. And sunny in Flagstaff with a high near 68 and gusts as high as 16 miles per hour. Clear this evening with a low around 30.
The Colorado River Crossing Hot Air Balloon Festival fills Yuma skies with color and wonder November 14th through the 16th. Experience the artistry of balloon pilots during mass ascensions and the enchanting desert balloon glow at the Pacific Avenue Athletic Complex, 1700 East 8th Street. Information and full schedule at caballeros.org.
What's up, Yuma? Welcome back to What's Up Yuma Radio. We are here talking to Carlo Pena about leather work, and we got a little bit of his past and kind of how he got into it, what he hoped to develop. Now let's talk about what was the first piece that you made when you finally got that leather in your hand?
The first thing I made was what's called a three-pocket wallet. It's like a minimalist wallet that just has three pockets,
mm-hmm.
something you would carry in your front pocket. And it looked like trash.
Oh, okay. It was bad,
horrible.
Huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're like, oops.
Yeah, it was horrible. I think I still have it, honestly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
didn't
yeah.
even
frame
sell it.
It,
yeah.
Yeah, you got to frame it.
Yeah, but it was horrible.
But it's okay.
That
you tried.
Very, very first thing I made.
You just
yeah,
got
to
learn.
And that was before I knew what I really learned how to, what's called saddle stitching. That's the stitching that is kind of like an old world style of
okay.
attaching.
Is it because like aesthetically it looks better, or is it like a better stitch? Mm-hmm. What is it about that?
Well, the strength.
The strength of it.
The biggest
oh, okay.
thing, right? So it
gotcha.
Would, saddle stitch goes back to when before they had like stitching machines,
mm-hmm.
like
sewing
machines,
machines,
stuff like
mm-hmm.
that. So it's a method of stitching the leather together so that if one piece, one side of the thread were to pop or come loose, it's still being held down by the other side.
Oh, gotcha.
So
okay.
The fabric will never come apart.
Oh.
So it's like the strongest, basically the strongest stitch you can do.
So when you get the right. first, you're doing the first wallet, you're just kind of stitching, you're doing a little bit, but you don't know the technique.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, for sure. So it took, again, old world stuff. I looked up books, not really watched videos. So I looked
really?
Up
you had to look up
books?
Oh,
yeah.
You had to read.
Yeah.
Wow. That, well, yeah. And I say that because like this is the age where it's like if you want to learn how to do something, you just go watch YouTube tutorials.
Yeah.
So you're saying you're kind of not finding what you want, and so you go and you're reading these books. Where do you get these books? You go to the library? You're like on Amazon? Where do you?
I think from leather shops initially.
Okay.
From leather shops. And I mean, it's in abundance now on YouTube. You know what I mean? You can find it, whatever. But
when you started.
When I first started, which I mean, I started this like probably 11 years ago now. So
and
it wasn't
And this is
a
like your
lot.
Full-time job?
No,
he's a firefighter.
Yeah, I'm in the fire service.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, so is my husband. He works for San Luis.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Oh, happy first responders day.
I told this to Ronnie yesterday. She doesn't remember.
She does not tell me anything about it.
I told you. I told you yesterday.
I don't remember.
Yeah, he was like, anyway, okay.
It's been a rough day.
Yeah,
that's all right.
My job is, I'm in the fire service.
Gotcha.
I'm a training officer.
But it was first responders day, like a few days ago. So
yeah.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
So you're getting it. You got the stitch tied up. Now, what was the first piece that looked good then? What was the one that you're like, okay?
Again, the three-pocket wallet.
Okay, so you perfected
it. Yeah, trying to make that and make sure it looked good.
Like, I'm going to master this.
Before I expanded on other things. So once I got that, basically my design, how I wanted it to look, and I got it to look good, then it was time to branch out and look
how
at
how long does
design.
That take to make?
Me, it takes a long time because I don't just sit there start to finish.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Because like
of
parts.
Work and then family and everything else.
Yeah, the twins.
I spent like the first, 10 years of really like just trying to make sure my product looked good. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But with also not letting it take too much of my time.
Yeah.
Family's a big thing, you know?
Yeah.
And then, I don't want to
Push them into the side for the leather work.
Yes.
So when you decided it looks good, like how did you sell it? Did you have a website?
Just on social media.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you just posted
Instagram.
Pictures?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really neat.
Yeah.
And you have a stamp that goes on it too, huh?
Yeah.
Like this, what is that exactly? Is it just like a press thing?
It presses
down into the leather?
I use an arbor press, and it's a stamp made out of brass. And just stamp it into the logo.
So you got that.
Cool.
You have your logo. You did your logo yourself? Or?
I have a couple of different versions of it.
Yeah.
But I've had a buddy of mine, Josh Ray. You know Josh Ray?
Yeah, absolutely.
He designed the one that looks like a sign painting one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the one where the letters look like they're done by like a sign painter.
Mm.
And then the other one's just an old English one that I just made myself.
Gotcha. Nice. So you got that. You have that. And then you finally put it on Instagram, right? That's that kind of thing. You do that and you say, I have these available.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a network of people, right? You're in the, you know quite a few people. What was the response like?
Good at first, but I mean, I'm not really the best social media guy, so
I know you're not.
Some of it's by on purpose, and some of it's just because of me, you know.
Yeah, that's all right.
I didn't want, again, back to like family time, I didn't want it to be like where it's
to overwhelm.
So overwhelming that I'm losing time with my family, so on purpose, I've not really pushed it too far.
Yeah.
But so you do custom stuff, right? If somebody wants something, they see it, and it's like, okay, well, I could create this for you or recreate something that I already did.
I have a few basic designs that I've designed myself, like the measurements, everything's is me playing with the size of stuff, you know? And then I have other things where people are like, hey, I saw this on the computer. Can you make this? And I don't want to make it. I never make it exactly as someone else's stuff.
You got to put your flair on it, your style.
But I take their input in and then go from there.
Awesome.
So after that, it was a couple different other variations of types of wallets that are out there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then it branched off into belts.
You said you were wearing a belt.
I'm wearing your belt right now.
Like
it's years and years old. It's horrible. Like
it's old.
Well, yeah, because I think I got like when you first started.
Pretty close to
it. Yeah, it's pretty close to when you started.
But it's still working.
This thing has been through war. And I wear it every day for years. But it's it still holds up.
Exactly.
It still works.
No, that's the whole point. I mean, that's probably not the best business model, but the idea is that it's a lifetime product. Like, you're gonna have it for your whole life.
They're not really repeating customers often.
No, again, not the best business model, but I want it to be a worthwhile product.
Yeah. Yeah,
so you do the belts, which after this you're gonna have to measure me because I need a new one. But so with Josh Ray, you brought him up. He makes knives locally, so he makes knives, and knives need to go somewhere. And you guys made that connection, right?
Yeah, for sure. He reached out to me again on social media, saying, "Hey, I have some knives I made. Would you be able to make sheets for them?" Absolutely.
Oh, that's
So we linked up that way, and we kind of worked on a few projects together. You know what I mean?
That's cool.
I think now it's cool that I think the last. Mm-hmm. The last knives that he kind of posted or someone else posted that they got from him, he made his own sheaths. Well, I thought was awesome, man.
Oh, he made his own.
Yeah, they look good, you know. The stitching looks good. And that's cool, man. I'm happy for him.
Yeah, he kind of got into that, like, when he stopped drinking, and, like, he kind of totally dove into making these knives, getting custom knives. And it's pretty cool that you can be in Yuma, get a custom knife and a custom sheath right here from two people that are doing it inside of their garage.
Yeah, and he's kind of the same, where he's not the best at the social media
stuff. He's absolutely horrible at it, too.
But we've had me and him, we've had, like, sat in my shop a couple times and had conversations about that stuff where it's like, we don't want it to be.
You don't
want
to get too big.
Yeah, we don't want it to.
Because all that stuff can come later, you know, like when the kids are older and you have time to actually like focus on that.
Yeah, and part of the goal also was that this was the retirement gig. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so
gotcha.
I still have a job.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You're still busy.
Yeah, so and I am coming close to retirement eligibility here pretty soon. So
sweet.
I recently did, like, finally get all my business license and all that stuff in order.
Nice.
So hopefully a website coming out here in the early next year and actually kind of push it a little harder, you know?
Yeah, I remember seeing it just like, this is awesome. Let's blow you up. And then you were the reserved, like,
no.
Like, oh, wait a minute. Settle down, you know?
My wife said no.
Relax. But
I remember one time you were talking about, doing videos and all. So I was like, oh, man, I don't
like,
even want to talk
not
about
interested.
That.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, because it is really cool, though. You do a good quality product from your wallets. What's your favorite thing you ever made?
I made my mom a purse.
Oh, okay. That's awesome, man.
She loved it?
Yeah, she did like it, and she uses it. But what was funny is she showed me this purse online. She's like, I want something like this.
Okay.
But it had, like, a bunch of studs and pyramids all over it. Like, it was, like, from, like, a punk shop or something.
And
you're
it was like,
mom. So, like, yeah, it was so out of the ordinary for her, you know what I mean? I made it for her, you know what I mean? And I kind of didn't make it exactly like what's
put your
the
spin
picture
on
of
it,
but I put my spin on it and threw a bunch of pyramids all over the lid of the purse and stuff like that. But that's probably one of the
craziest,
most memorable things.
Very cool.
And it was for your mom.
Yeah.
So we're wrapping up here. How do people find you on Instagram and find out more about what you're up to and maybe order a product or two?
Just go to my Instagram. It's @_MadeWest_. You can see all my stuff there. I usually keep updated what I have currently available, and I'm always available for custom stuff as well.
Awesome. And is that Made West part of the hip hop whole thing? The West Coast? Is that where it came from? Or
No, honestly, just popped in my head one day.
Popped in your head one day.
Oh,
very cool. Yeah, I like it. Love the name, man.
Me too.
Thank you so much for being with us. And we're going to talk about my belt after this. All right. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Halloween.
We'll see you guys Monday. Be safe.
Bye.